Chapter 2. Stopping Bad Ideas. Four things to do when you're on the brink of the apocalypse. Researchers at USAMRIID study every imaginable infectious disease. They thought they had seen it all, but never had they encountered anything like this. Looking through a microscope, they saw monkey cells collapsing, melting almost. The cause was a killer virus. Nearly all the monkeys that were exposed to it died. What worried the researchers even more was that the deadly virus had spread through the air. Monkeys had been isolated from one another in separate cages and still contracted the deadly disease. What if humans were susceptible? The two researchers looked at each other. The virus, known as Ebola, could represent an apocalypse. And it wasn't half a world away in some remote region. The caged monkeys were warehoused in an office park in Reston, Virginia. That's 30 minutes outside Washington, D.C. Bad ideas can kill you. Viruses can kill on a mass scale. Take the horrific Spanish flu outbreak, for example. In 1918 and 1919, it killed an estimated 50 million people worldwide. According to the National Archives and Records Administration, in 1 year, the average life expectancy in the United States dropped by 12 years. And today, because of air travel and continued mass movements of people, researchers worry that a similar outbreak might encircle the globe in days rather than years. That's what happened in 2009, when swine flu was detected in Mexico. Within a week, it had spread to the United Kingdom. Ideas spread even faster. Through social media, they can travel the world in nanoseconds. At this moment, every ism from every part of the world, from communism to terrorism to materialism, is recruiting followers right here among people who have backgrounds and outward lifestyles very similar to our own. Think modern medicine will save you from killer viruses? Think again. Scientists do their best, of course, but effective vaccines can take from 4 months to 15 years to develop. By then, a deadly contagion might have claimed millions of victims. The 20th century shows that ideas can be just as deadly. During two world wars, Earth's most powerful nations slaughtered one another. Most of those killed were non-combatants. Tens of millions of civilians shot, gassed, bombed, or killed by war-related starvation and disease. Both of those wars began as wars of ideas. Looking back on World War II, we can see how Nazism in Germany, fascism in Italy, and imperialism in Japan were ideas that led nations to terrorize and kill millions. But the Russian communists, who seemed cooperative with the other Allied powers, were also maneuvering behind the scenes to overthrow entire governments, economic structures, and cultures. Somewhere between 80 million and 100 million people have been killed by communist governments, making it the most brutal form of government ever devised by humanity. The world took its stand against Nazism, fascism, and Japanese imperialism, but communism's death toll was perhaps 10 times greater than that of Nazi Germany. Whereas Nazism, fascism, and imperialism were based on an exaggerated sense of national pride, Marxism was an intellectual movement. It was modernism's first truly complete worldview, carefully crafted in a library by the unkempt social misfit Karl Marx. It gave an account of everything from psychology to sociology to politics and economics. For 69 years after the publication of the